happy girl.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries, where we believe that all of us have to come to Jesus like the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Our highest priority is making God real in your life. Whether you are listening in our app, in your favorite podcasting app, or on our website at watwm.org, we invite you to sit down with us as we look to the scriptures to learn more about God and to strengthen your daily walk with Jesus Christ.
Living a life for Christ. She's a happy girl.
Are we like the witnesses of crimes who can recount the events of the crime, but when asked to identify the perpetrator, they cannot do so? Even when asked to identify him in a lineup, often the witness cannot recognize the criminal. It is so with many Christians. Many people hear of Jesus and his marvelous works. Lots of folks hear of the stories told in his holy book, the Bible, but few ever see him. Fewer still ever recognize his presence in their lives. Join us in this program, That's Him, as Kim Miller of Woman at the Well Ministries takes us through Job 42:5, which says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee.
Hello and welcome to this broadcast of Woman at the Well Ministries. And what an amazing concept that you and I have the ability and the privilege to know Christ. The Bible says that these things I have written that you might know. And oftentimes, I believe we find ourselves in a state of unknowing. We don't realize that Christ is with us all the time. And for many of us, that might be a troubling thought if you really realize that everywhere you go and everything you do and all that you see and all that you say, God is there as a first-hand account witness of your life. But for those of us who know Christ and love him and are walking to the best of our abilities and in his grace, in his presence, and living a life that is trying to please the Lord and reaping the blessings of having fellowship with Christ all the time, that is a comforting thought. And we know who he is, and we know that he's always around us. And he won't leave us or forsake us. But oftentimes, even those individuals, myself included, miss seeing the hand of God in their lives. You see, he isn't an innocent bystander, though he was innocent and paid the penalty for our sins. But he isn't a bench warmer who sits on the bench and watches the game. No, he actively is involved in our lives. And he's always looking out for our good. And Jesus, the Son of God, ever liveth to make intercession for us, and he's praying for us. And so you may get up in a 24-hour period and you think you're just living your life. But you're living your life under the scrutiny of the eye of God, who is watching and has angels round about you so that you don't even dash your foot against a stone without Christ first knowing and allowing that to happen. You see, the things that happen in your life are not happenstance. They're orchestrated. The Bible says that he has a plan for us to give us a hope and a future. Jesus loves me, this I know. He is present in our lives. The key is for us to be so close to him that we can recognize his presence in our life. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 27, we read these words, that they should seek the Lord if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Look at those words, though we be not far from every one of us. Each of us have the Lord right there with us. But it says that you seek after him that you might feel after him. F-E-E-L. An emotion. Being able to feel the presence of God when we seek him. He manifests himself through eyes of faith. And as we watch things unfold in our life and we spend time in prayer and we spend time in his word and we understand his ways through how he worked in the Bible, we're able to see that same hand of God at work in our lives every day. At Woman at the Well Ministries, we refer to them as God sightings. And we often sit around and talk to each other about where we saw God at today or this week. And we're no different than you are. The Lord is working in your life, but you need to train your eyes to see him at work so that your faith will be increased, so that your fellowship will be even sweeter, and your confidence in Christ will only build as you watch them take care of you day to day. Now, it doesn't take a trained eye to see that when you wake up in the morning, God's been at work, because he kept you safely through the night. It doesn't take a trained eye to see that God is taking care of you when you watch the sun rise in the morning, because he has let another day on earth begin. But sometimes it does take an eye trained in faith, which just simply means reading his word and praying and spending time with the Lord, to see that extra money you got this week came from him. For many Christians, and even those who aren't Christians, the Lord reigns on the just and the unjust alike. But for many of us, we have been at the very end of our rope, and we have been in need of finances, and we had no concept of where they were going to come. And just out of nowhere, there it is. We get a check, or something happens and we get that money, and God has provided just on time, in time, all the time. My father died when I was 25, and up until that time he had taken amazing care of me and my mom and our family. And it just so happened that around the time that my dad died that I needed new tires for my car a little shortly thereafter, and there was all kinds of stuff going on, and I was in graduate school and money was tight and we were still reeling from how to deal with the costs and things of his sickness. And we didn't know where those tires were going to come from, and he died in October, and so winter was coming, and it was going to be even more important that we had good tires on my car so I could get back and forth to school and such. And we were talking about it, and my mom was a mighty prayer warrior, and we were praying through the grief and praying through the hurt and praying through the pain. And really, honestly, I could have cared less one way or another about those tires because I was just missing my daddy. But life went on, shockingly enough to me, and we didn't know where that money was going to come from. And so I got an estimate for how much the tires would be so that we could try to figure out how we were going to make this happen. And the very day that I got the estimate, I went out to the mailbox, and in the mailbox, to the very penny, was a check for what I needed to pay for those tires that I'd gotten an estimate for. And it was money that we had no idea was coming in, and certainly had no idea that I was owed, and certainly could not have even factored that in. But the Lord knew, and he knew what I needed, and we got those tires, and I've been fine ever since. Woman at the Well Ministry started, and we started because the Lord put it in our heart, and we were given an opportunity to be on the radio, had no understanding or idea of what that would mean or what that would cost, and the Lord provided exactly what we needed to start, from a name to a 501(c) designation, to the money to be on the radio, to the information to spread to each one of us as we read and look at his word. That was over 10 years ago, I believe. We've never begged or asked for money, and we've never missed a payment. That's him. I was driving down the road recently, and I was minding my own business, and something just said to me, Kim, pull over in the right lane. and just slow down. Just slow down. I wasn't going above the speed limit anyway. And I said, okay. And so I pulled over, and about 3-4 seconds ahead of me, a car swerved, jackknifed in the road, and had I been where I was at before, I would have no doubt hit him. That's him. You see, you might call that luck. There is no such thing. You might call that coincidence. That doesn't happen. I live in a world where God is in control. And I serve a God who never sleeps nor slumbers. And I serve a God who has a plan. He's never surprised, and nothing just happens. And so he provides a way of escape, and he gives blessings to us daily, and he takes care of us because he never leaves us nor forsakes us. And in doing so, I need to realize that God is doing his job because he loves me. And God is doing his job because he loves you. And I promise you, if you begin to look at your days and see the amazing things that happen to you that you have no real explanation of, then you'll begin to see that through eyes of faith, you have a clear explanation that that's him. It's him when you're given those things. The Lord is on his job. In John chapter 14 and verse 18, he says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. The Holy Spirit dwells inside of every believer, and he comes to teach us and to guide us and to lead us. In Psalms chapter, in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3, he says this, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He is already here. He is present in our lives. He is watching out for us, and he loves us. In Psalms chapter 139 and verse 8, he says this, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If he's everywhere and he's always on the job, you can be sure that you can recognize him if you're looking for him. And as Christians and believers in Christ who are walking in the will of God and fellowshipping with him, we need to be looking for Jesus. We need to watch where he is, and we need to be where he is, because that's where his hand is going to move. That's where his blessings are going to come. That's where his grace is going to abound. And you want to hang out with Jesus. You want to hang out where his hand is moving. And then you may have the opportunity to be a blessing to someone else as he uses you to do his service and his work, because he is there. That's him. With a grain of grass bent back on that triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem, I believe with all of my heart it said to the sun, that's him. And I hope and pray that each and every day you turn your eyes upon God and your life shows that's him.
Thank you for joining us in today's podcast. You can visit the show notes for quotes from today's podcast and scripture references. We pray today has been a blessing, and we encourage you to reach out to us through our app, our website, or our Facebook page. You can find our app by searching for Woman at the Well Ministries in your app store or through our website at watwm.org. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/watwm. If you visit our website, you'll be able to subscribe to Bible Bits, a daily devotion written by Kim and delivered Monday through Friday by text message. Woman at the Well Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving our Heavenly Father, and it is through your loving and generous support that our ministry continues to bless others. To learn how to partner with Woman at the Well Ministries, please visit our website. Thank you to the gospel group Fudge Creek for letting us use their hit song, Happy Girl. We greatly appreciate your prayers. We are praying daily for our listeners. Remember that God loves you. You are loved.
To have, and I was wondering, could you show me how you smile? her soul. She just knows whatever happens, God is in control. She's a happy girl.